I speak to you as we approach the annual World Day to Stop Child Labour. First of all, can you tell me a little bit, what are the numbers? How many children worldwide are involved in child labour?
The last statistics launched by ILO, the International Labour Organization, last year, are underlining that about 250 million children are under child labour in the world. So these children are exploited during their work. But in this number, there are also children exploited in the worst forms of child labour, like prostitution, like working in mines, working during the night, something like that.
Is the situation improving or are the numbers increasing?
The situation is slowly improving because, fortunately, many countries are now taking responsibilities about education of children. We cannot say that the problem is going to be resolved very easily, but the situation is gradually improving everywhere in the world, except maybe in certain countries in South Asia, where the number of children working is still very high.
Which other countries would you pick out as being the most dangerous for children?
The problem of child labour is very spread in the world. Everywhere there are children working. Also in Europe, in certain well-being countries, there are children, poor children working. So the problem is not only in developing countries. But speaking about developing countries, we have seen in the recent years that in Africa there are a lot of children working in agricultural activities, and it's very difficult to target these children and to realize projects to put in the school the children, because it's not easy to reach the children where they are. Other problems are in the growing economics in Asia. In Asia, many countries are improving their economy, but very often the labor standards are not able to guarantee also to adults and probably to many children the respect of their rights.
Are girls more vulnerable than boys?
Are girls more vulnerable of boys? Of course, because in many countries the rights of girls are not respected, and especially in South Asia, we have seen that many girls have not the same possibilities to go to the school as the boys. And this is a big problem. So many campaigns, as our campaigns, Stop Child Labour campaign, the school is the best place to work, this is the name of our campaign, are working exactly to target the girls because they are in the worst situation regarding child labour.
Okay, so school is the best place to work. That's a great logo. Can you tell me a little bit about your campaign?
Our campaign is an international campaign promoted by Alliance 2015. It's a network of European NGOs working in seven European countries. We have a lot of partnership with NGOs in the South, in Africa, in Asia, in Latin America, and together with this NGO, we are promoting a better space for children in child labor. Our aim is to collaborate with the authorities, with the families, with the schools, to create a comprehension that child labor is against the rights of children to go to school. So we are creating a camp where the children can restart to learn, to study, and to have the possibility to go immediately in the school. Many projects are ongoing in many African countries and in Asia. But the campaign has also another important aim. We want to collaborate with enterprises, with companies, with the corporate sector, because we feel that the social responsibility of the corporate sector is very high. And we want to use products made without child labor.
In the past years, there's been quite a lot of awareness regarding the involvement of big companies, big corporations that produce many different things, and the public has been advised to stay away from certain products. Are these big companies taking action to avoid child labor?
The panorama is quite different. There are many companies now working very seriously against child labor and promoting the respect of standard about work. But unfortunately, in many growing economies, there are also many not trustable companies don't respecting the rights of the children and the standard about work. So the aim of our campaign is to create a space where the companies can discuss together and to find the way to collaborate, improving the standard, improving and learning each other about the way to tackle, to face front to child labor. So we have seen here in Italy a very good change with many big companies where with them we have found the possibility to exchange some best practices, and these best practices, this action plan against child labor is now taken by many companies as a hypothesis to work against child labor. But the way is still longer.
Stefano, a last question. It's really a responsibility that we all have, isn't it? What can we, the individual consumer, do to help you in your campaign?
Yes, we can support the campaign visiting our website, chesvi.org or stopchildlabor.it. Or we can support the programs to eradicate child labor in developing countries. But unfortunately, there is still a vacuum in the legislation. Unfortunately, in Europe, there are not sufficient regulations about the labels, about the possibility to track the origin of the products we are using in Europe. So we are supporting many companies working in the way to verify that the supply chain is free from the child labor. We want a supply chain free and child labor free zone everywhere in the world.
Thank you very much. Is there anything you'd like to add to that?
Yes, if you want to spread the message, every child has the right to go to school, and we want to support every child. If you want to know more about the Stop Child Labor campaign, the school is the best place to work, please visit CESVI website or stopchildlabor.it website.